Okay, day number three, I think. It's on Friday afternoon. It's not really a day. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think it's the 12th. I don't know. But today's when I get assessed by a lovely psychiatrist, and from there they'll decide what to do with me. So, yeah, I can't use my phone this morning because of the nurse. Depends on the nurse. I'll let you do things or not, but today I've got a uncompliance nurse, I guess. So, yes, I'll try to keep everyone updated as it goes along, but don't think I'll be able to use the internet today. Otherwise, I'm sure these will make their way out somehow. Alright, so I don't know when I'm gonna see a doctor. They usually make you wait a few days just for the lols, and then they probably tell you to wait another week, so let's wait and find out for that one. Okay, just about to go in to discuss treatment options with a couple of psychiatrists. There's one new psychiatrist, so I'll try to get all their names and stuff. Yeah, a bit unexpected, this little thing. So I'm betting this is where they're going to try to get me on the depot and bargain with me to get me out of here earlier if I do go on the depot. That's their standard pattern that repeats. Okay, so let's do this.
Dr. Bart, is it?
No, I'm covering for Dr. Bart. I'm Dr.
Oh, Dr. what's that?
Penton.
Penton, okay.
Is that guy we're talking your room, mate?
Yeah, that's right. And who we got here?
Andrew Amos is mine.
Dr. Amos? Okay, cool. What they are company is.
And is
yeah, just
you.
Yeah.
Just like this is your room, I think.
Yeah, come in. Come in.
So we'll just close the door.
Yeah, just through the place actually, just turned it off a bit.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting anything to get to it.
Would it be alright if we just pulled up a chair and...
You can find a chair, yeah, sure.
Alright, there's my father actually going to Andrew about what the sounds like I told you, I think a lot of the things that you are saying to me sound like delusions.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is how I understood. I'm going to summarize some of what you told me, and please jump in if I've got the detail wrong.
They did an interview in Greece.
Ah.
No, anyway.
It's pretty chilly in here too, so. Talk to you guys.
You were dead for some time now, probably since childhood. You were fairly signal therapist. Engaged with the systematic abuse of children, including child sexual abuse, and that you were a victim of that, and that this is a way that they exercise control over other people, and it's something that intelligent agencies around the world share. Is that kind of just a bit?
That's what I've come to understand it as, and also there is other people. I don't know if you've been aware, but there is another person who's been visiting me, and his father also works for the same organisation, the ASD, and he's saying the exact same thing.
So you've had confirmation from this other school?
Well, yeah, and it's all over Facebook. Like, that's what I tried to tell you guys. Like, I've had proof of this for some time. It's on Facebook. You guys look like a bunch of clowns right now. And just what you've given me.
And what are your thoughts about that medication?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Does it cause any problems for you?
Nothing as of yet.
Are you worried that it might cause any problems?
In the past I've had quite a lot of issues with antipsychotic medication.
What sort of issues?
Well, my first treatment with risperidone, it was alright after a few weeks, but that first few weeks I was constipated. My acne actually came back really severely on my face and on my back. And about an hour after I'd take it, my hands would go numb, and then I'd just lose sense or feeling of my body and just be on the floor like,
pretty unpleasant.
Yeah, and then
Can
Can I ask you,
when doctors describe medication, of course, we intend to improve the situation.
Did you notice any improvements with your respiratory?
If anything, I don't call that an improvement.
So it didn't improve anything?
No.
Have you noticed any improvement with the current medication?
In terms of improvement,
anything at all?
It just makes it hard to focus for an hour, and then that's it.
So fundamentally, it actually makes things a bit worse. Makes things hard to.
Well, yeah, I've generally found antipsychotic medication generally does just make things worse. I've gotten nothing out of them.
So if I understand what you're saying, you would take medication if a doctor asked you to do it, but you wouldn't actually expect it to improve anything.
Just given my experiences with medication so far, that's my personal experiences and personal conclusions.
Yeah, now when you leave hospital, what would your plan be?
It's up to you guys. If you'd like me to continue taking the medication, I'm more than happy to have one of those in the morning.
Would you be willing, for example, to have one of our teams talk with you from time to time, and if the medication was available as an injection, for example?
Oh, the depot. Mm-hmm. One's still voluntary, and it's still like continue with all the medication.
Okay, right. Look, I appreciate what you're saying. All right, look, we were just after a brief, quick interview. Do you have any questions that arise from all this?
Not so much. Like, I'm more than happy to continue the current course of medication, and that's fine. Like, you'll have zero issues with that. I was asking before about getting an overnight leave for tonight, just so I can just get my business shit sorted. I really need to do that, guys. Like, I'm out thousands of dollars the longer I stay here, and I'm not making stuff. I can back it up. Anything I say, I can back it up.
Then I'll come back and talk to you about it in a little while.
Okay. Please get back to me about that one, because it's an important one for me.
Sure.
And
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll get back to it. Alright,
see you later.
Thank you.
Cardia, cat. Like, that's the rush bitches. Woo! Okay, so no depo, but yeah, I was exactly right. They were trying to push the depo on me. They do it every fucking time. But I'm voluntary this time, so, good news. Anyway, we'll save that little treat for an upload soon. Other than that, I hope there's overnight leave, because that'll be really good. Yeah, it's me signing out.